Alrighty.
Good morning and welcome to the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors meeting for February 20th. It is 9 a.m. and we are now in session. And we'll have a flag salute. Supervisor Cox.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Captain Bradley, please.
Father, we're grateful just to become part of a new day. We thank you for the rain. We know that it does great things for us. We also know that it creates some damage, and we appreciate our workers out there and those who are taking care of the property in our county. Watch over all of those who serve, our law enforcement, our firefighters, all of our first responders. They have a tremendous job to do, and we just provide in their lives and their families. Father, for the business that needs to be conducted today, may things be made clear, may there be good understanding, and Father, we thank you for all who participate in our government. Give us a sense of peace in our lives, and may we find ourselves encouraging others to be at peace. We give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All righty. Let's do Supervisor Help.
Present.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Here.
Supervisor Chris.
Present.
Supervisor Ogren.
Present.
And Cobstaff, it appears, is going to be absent for the day.
Okay, moving on to presentations from the public. Please note this time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend that time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented, if so desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing to the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. Do you have any presentations from the public?
I have no blue cards here.
Showing none online.
None online. Okay. Moving on to consent agenda.
Would you approve?
Second.
Okay. All right. Supervisor Huff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye. Moving on to departmental requests, item 6A, County Council.
Good morning, Natalie Reed, County Council. So the board is in receipt of an application to file a late claim. As a general matter, under the Government Tort Claims Act, claims need to be submitted within 6 months of an incident. Here, this claim is being requested to be accepted about a week after the deadline passed. Under the government code, the board must grant the application if the failure to present the claim was through a mistake, inadvertence, surprise, or excusable neglect, and the public entity is not prejudiced in its defense of the claim by the failure to present the claim within the time specified. So here, the recommendation of our third-party claims administrator, George Hills, is to accept the claim because of the short amount of time and because of the reasoning for the lateness. This appears to have been an attorney calendaring error, and the Supreme Court has defined excusable neglect to include neglect that might have been the act or omission of a reasonably prudent person under the same or similar circumstances, which has included in the case law calendaring errors by legal. So the recommendation would be to accept the late claim. However, the board could also not accept the late claim, in which case the claimant has the option to go to the local superior court to petition them for relief.
Any discussion from the board?
I don't recall
on the specifics of what this was about? I didn't see it in the material.
This relates, and I have the material with me, this relates to a three-car auto accident with one of our sheriff deputies. And this was a gentleman who was being pulled over in a traffic stop. And during that traffic stop, big rig truck, this car, and a sheriff's deputy's car got into a car accident.
And so they were representing the sheriff's department?
These attorneys are representing the individual who was in the car that was being pulled over.
Yeah. Who is determined to be at fault?
In the CHP traffic report, the CHP determined that there was an unsafe maneuvering by the sheriff's
deputy. Thank you. I already asked one.
Okay.
I have no questions.
Wishes of the board?
I would make a motion on the third part on the.
And this is just to accept the claim, and then it will be considered in process.
Okay, I'll second that.
Yeah.
So that is a motion to accept the claim.
That's correct.
And Supervisor Valenzuela is the second.
Yep. Yeah, it's recommended by the third party.
Thank you. All righty, Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, item 6B, General Services Airports.
I'm Board of Supervisors, Joy Hall, Director of General Services. I'm bringing for you my weekly update for the airports. Last week we updated you on expenses and revenue. This year I'm going to give you an update on the projects that we've done for the last 3 years on those airports. First off, though, I would like to thank Angie Stomont, Andy Gilman, both of my office. They helped me gather all of these projects this last week. So thank you to them for helping me out with that. So I'm going to start out with Scott Valley Airport this week. Projects that we had in there for them for 2021 is we replaced a well pump for them, and general maintenance, of course. In 22, we replaced all the taxiway reflectors, the steps to the beacon. We brought road base in for the parking lot. We re-roofed some hangars out there. We put some metal roofing out there. We replaced the windsock and painted the segmented circle. And the restrooms were painted and the lounge were both painted. In 23, we replaced part of the main water line in the well. Rebuilt the beacon light that went down, and so we rebuilt that. And we supplied the paint for the Pilots Association so that they could put the Scott Valley identifier on the runway for us. As of today, there are no new updates from our last week on Scott Valley. Our next one will be SIY, which is Siskiyou County Airport out in Montague. The projects that we had for them included in 2020, we installed those new reflectors for the taxiway. We had an asphalt repair on the main water line. There was a water line that broke underneath 211, and it supplies all the water for the hangars on the south end, so we had to replace that and repair the asphalt there. Put a new roof on the AWOS power building. In 21, we repaired the underground wiring for the runway light in lights. We calibrated the Jet A line maintenance, and we had another beacon repair there as well. Our air compressor replacement tank on the south end. In 2022, we painted the hold lines, the airport apron markings, and the airport identifier again. We upgraded the water pump. We affectionately call it Area 51, but it's the bunkers that are out there. So we replaced a water pump out there. We also, the FBO that's out there that we rent out to Cal Fire, we did some upgrades in there, lighting, things like that. And we also did a sewage investigation so that we can try and get our infrastructure going out there, which was, we need to go redo it again. Their when they stuck the camera down in there, they lost it. So we're going to have to redo it again because, we're not sure where it ends up. In 23, we painted the runway stripes and the numbers, and then we rewired that FBO building that's out there that we ran out to Cal Fire. We fixed the plumbing in that area as well. And we did a test on the existing pump well for the tanker base to see the flow rate on there. We also replaced the power pole and the meter for the 100LL tank out there. We upgraded all the locks on the FBO, bunker, the gymnasium, and hangar 100. And we had the Jet A tank inspected, cleaned, and polished. Last week, we talked about getting support from Congressman Doug LaMoffa's office in regards to keeping the current runway. The FAA did, Congressman LaMoffa's office did reach out to the FAA. They received the same response that we did, and that basically is that the runway length at 7,500 feet is not eligible under the AIP and the BIL funds for the bill money due to the critical aircraft designation for that airport. 4,100 feet is eligible. Currently, the AIP eligibility only supports the 4,100 for civil aviation. And then as far as for the firefighting emergency response, they say that we need to get that budget from the other federal people. So this week, Ms. Lisa Mara and Ms. Erin Ryan from the Congressman's office asked about changing the designation of that airport. I'll be reaching out to them to do some more research on that. They're also going to reach out to their DC policy team and see what their thoughts are on changing the designation of that airport. I do not know what that means, so I need to reach out to them. You know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, so I do need to reach out and find out what this, what the ramifications of things like that are, you know, what would happen. They know that this is a critical airport for us, so they are fighting for us to get that 7,100 feet of runway. Surveys went out last week, the fuel surveys, and they are due back by the end of this week, so I do not know. I was on vacation last week. I do believe that we received a few back in, but not all of them. On to weed. We purchased and replaced the runway lights in 2020. We rewired the visual approach slope indicator lights. And in 21, we upgraded the 200 amp transfer switch for the generators that we use for the fuel if the power were to go out. They did some work on the 100LL, and they installed 60 feet of new sewer line from the bathrooms to the septic tank. In 22, we painted the segmented circle, did a lot of weed abatement, and started the design grant for the taxiway and the air apron. Last year we started some crack seal project work on the north end of the taxiway, and last week we did start the crack sealing, but unfortunately the weather came in, so they're going to try and go back out there this week to do the north end of the taxiway. Let's see, we had a airport check there last week. We found some things that were wrong. They are getting fixed now. That was just our own standard, our own monthly one. Then after our inspection, the Caltrans Aeronautical came in and did an inspection, and we passed. We have not gotten the paperwork yet, but verbally we're told that we passed the inspection, so we're good to go on to the airport. When I reach out to Congressman LaMoffa's office about the runway length, I'm also going to inquire about the AWOS letter because they did send in, they were getting that together as well. I have not heard back if they have heard back from that one. On the Butte Valley Airport, we did a lot of crack patching, painting, and hold lines in the segment circle, and we replaced the beacon light. There's no new updates on that one. And Happy Camp has no new updates except that Caltrans reached out to us in regards to determine the Caltrans funds, the letter to determine if the Caltrans funds can be waived. And then I'll be reaching out to council this week to find out about that letter. And that's it.
Any questions from the board?
Scott Valley Airport, with Forest Service moving helicopter 501 to Scott Valley. Did we see an increase in revenue?
We will. They're the ones that they're working on that, their side of the contract. Still waiting to hear from them that it's been finalized, and it will increase their footprint out there, which will increase our revenue coming in.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Anything
else? Supervisor
Chris? Certainly, Moffitt's office, aware, I understand the military also uses that base, so they're aware of all the utilize that base.
Yes.
I'm interested in what the designation change is as well.
Yeah.
That's good or bad, or what the pros and cons are.
Yeah, that's exactly, like, I don't know what the pros and cons are of changing the designation of it. Definitely I'll find out from them this week and then bring it back to you guys next meeting to let you know what the pros and cons are.
I understand that the Forest Service and CAL FIRE have both submitted letters of support to the 7,100 feet.
I'm not sure if they've submitted the letters, but they have emailed us with support.
Okay. I was at the fire chief's meeting the other day, and they heard they're
doing it.
Really supportive.
Yes, very, very supportive.
So there was some discussion there. I was under the impression they were going to submit letters, but maybe they just talked to me.
I know that they did it through an email. I don't know if a letter has been written yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get them.
Mm-hmm.
That might help.
Should have a pen with me.
Write it down. Other than that,
yeah. I'll ask them about that.
That would be helpful. Anything else? Thank you. Item 6C, General Services Sanitation.
To update you on the emergency resolution you guys approved in December for the tipping floor fix. Right now, Evans came in on the 5th to do the push wall. They finished pouring that late that Friday. The temporary wall is still up because they're letting everything set that it should be cleared up by the end of this week. I apologize, I don't have pictures for the push wall, didn't get out there last week, but I'd like to keep it open until Evans can get all of his equipment and the temporary push wall removed, just for safety precautions, and come back to you at the next meeting to close this resolution, and then bring you pictures of what they have done out there. They did find while pouring, there was a line, some PVC, connected to, there's a tank there that collects all the waste from the liquid on the tipping floor. There was a line that was broken, they fixed that, and then now we're just waiting to make sure everything's done setting for the push wall. I would like to recommend us keeping it open until next meeting when I can give a final update for you guys on all the construction out there.
Any comments?
Be nice to see pictures of it.
I know,
now,
I'm sorry.
I'll make the recommended motion.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
And Supervisor Oakley.
Aye.
Is that sufficient for the 4/5 vote to affirm the emergency declaration for repairs?
You have 100%.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That's what I figured. Thank you.
I don't think you get to go anywhere yet.
I don't.
Item D.
Amanda Kibble, Deputy Director. I'm bringing before you another emergency resolution with a contract to approve for upgrading all of the county fire repeaters. This is the repeaters, the equipment, and the antennas that go into all of our current repeaters, along with a couple spares, so that we can have them on side when we work with OES and the fire chiefs. They identify some gray areas where we'll probably in the next couple of years be searching for additional repeaters to bridge the gaps in those gray areas. Right now, all of our equipment is 30 or more years old. We have gotten funding from the CAO's office to move forward with this project. The first phase is with this contract to replace all the repeaters and the antennas and then move forward with working on the UHF link that we have at the CAL FIRE building for dispatching. So, any questions?
Where's the funding coming from?
Morning, Sherry Lawson, Deputy County Administrator. The funding that's coming from repeaters is part of our LATCF funding. That's the one-time funding we received from the state in the prior two fiscal years. It was a project that we discussed with our committee, and it was one of those approved projects. So there is additional funding after this first phase of the replacement of the repeaters, but that is where the funding is coming from. And then as far as the UHF that they want to install at the CAL FIRE station, we're looking at Title III to fund that.
Good morning.
Good
morning. May or may not know that, you know, when I was working with Buffalo Broadcast on communication site issues, there's a master site plan for communication sites that the Forest Service administers out of the Shasta Trinity National Forest. But all of those communication sites that I saw in the packet, but really compatibility issues with that plan or other equipment in those areas, I know.
I'm not aware of that plan. I know that working with our communications department, we've always been kind of on our own. We have repeaters in some Forest Service sites. We have repeaters in other sites. They go up and test to see the compatibility and the length of where they can reach to see if it works, but we're not, as far as I know, we are on our own when it comes to any kind of.
Yeah, I only bring it up. I'm looking at maybe hiccups in processing, and that when I manage these in another lifetime, there are some of those sites are deemed commercial, and the commercial operator special use permit is issued to one person who manages everything within the building. And on some of the other sites, there's individual special use permits.
Yeah.
Those, and I just don't know where this falls.
We have use permits and agreements for each site. Depending on the owner of the building that we go in, there are some that we own. There are some that we rent into. We rent in. There's probably only a couple of sites that we own solely to put our equipment in. But everything we have a rent lease agreement with the owners, whether it's property owners or building owners, or where our repeaters are at.
Okay, and I didn't understand the 25. Is that bringing it up to digital?
Yes, it's bringing up to state code. All of our repeaters are out of compliance, essentially, and now we'll be with regulations.
Okay.
I have a couple questions. Are we responsible for the repeater site on Ball Mountain?
I believe so.
Okay, I didn't see it on the list here.
I think that's actually one that an additional site that they want to go into. So I don't think we're up there yet, but I believe it's on the list of additional sites to look into putting a repeater out there.
Okay. I thought there was one that went away, but
I don't think so. I think that's on the list of wanted places to go into.
All right.
And that's part of this plan that we have with the fire chiefs and with communications right now. Phase one is to get our current equipment upgraded. Next we'll be identifying and moving forward. I think I didn't bring the list of, there's two other sites that they want to put in test repeaters in. Right now we have a test repeater in Soda Ridge, and I'll be working with the FWS to make that a permanent lease agreement. Because we've been in there for 3 months now, and fire chiefs have deemed it accessible however they look at everything, and they're liking what they're getting for communication. So I believe Ball Mountain is another one, and there's two other sites potentially, but Ball Mountain and one other site will be the next phase here in the next year to go in and put the equipment in.
And then I should ask this question ahead of time. Do you have an anticipated lifespan of what will be done here?
These should last us another 30 years.
Wow.
Is the plan. Yeah. And the current stuff, the equipment that we have, has lasted us 30 plus years. They're just at the point where we need to upgrade now, or we could find us in an optical.
Yeah, I'm really putting there, but thank you. That's a long ways to think you have that.
Yes. This new equipment should, I should be able to retire, and the next person should be able to.
Just, the only reason I bring that up is such a big capital expense. Unfortunately, we have money coming in at this time.
Yes. And that's part of the reason why this hasn't been done in the previous years is, of course, we've had funding is what blocks us from moving forward. We have things implemented in the department to add funds to a committed account, but that only gets us one site or, you know, to replace something or a radio or whatever. It doesn't give us this capacity to get us all replaced and up to speed the way we need to. So.
I have another question, but it being such a large capital expense, it's nice to save up money or pocket it ahead of time.
Yes.
It sounds like those considerations are being made.
Yes.
So 30 years from now, your replacement will say, hey, thank
hopefully
you.
Hopefully we'll
very
have enough.
You guys have set this aside or planned for this more eventual cost.
Yes.
Right.
And to add more, because there's the gray areas that OES has given our communication staff where we'll need to do probably 3 to 4 maybe new repeater sites to make sure all of Siskiyou County is circulated in communications.
I'll stop with that.
Yeah. Good chart. Follow-up question. So I take it that the 8 sites that we were just discussing, they're not in this plan, the funding?
There's 2 additional spare repeaters that we've put into the quote.
But you said mentioned 4
There's
sites.
Potentially 4.
Okay.
But that's years down.
So we don't have to worry about
it? We don't have to worry about it right now.
Okay.
But
you.
We have...
the 2, 4, the potential.
Yeah. Department has stuff in place for budgeting for future.
Any other questions?
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you.
And that's the recommended motion for the resolution for the emergency, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oak?
Aye. Okay, moving on to item E, County Administration Personnel.
Good morning, Vice Chair Ogren, members of the board, Angela Davis, County Administrator. Before you today is the Memorandum of Understanding by and between the County of Siskiyou and the Professionals Unit. It is a 3-year term agreement beginning March 3rd, 2024 through December 30th, 2026. Within that MOU, there are 3 years of salary increases. However, I would like to point out that the first year is a 0% salary increase, and then year 2 is a 5%, and then year 3 is a 4% salary increase. I would also like to point out that the professional unit was extremely collaborative during the negotiations process. There was only 3 negotiation meetings that were held to be able to reach this agreement, so I just want to reach out and say thank you to the professional unit as well as our negotiation team for making that happen so quickly and through the teamwork together being able to reach the agreement before you today. I'd also like to thank the Board of Supervisors for their support during this time on negotiations. And with that, I'll take any questions that you may have.
Supervisor Hill?
No. No
questions?
Move to approve.
Sorry.
And is that for both?
Sure.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
Me.
Oh, thank you. All right. Supervisor Hall?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Thank you.
You keep this up, you're going to be permanent here.
Like that? I learned from the best. Okay, so that was for 1 and 2?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to item F, County Administration.
Good morning again, Supervisor. Sherry Lawson, Deputy County Administrator.
here to talk to you today about the results of the 23-24 mid-year budget review. This year we took a source and pace approach to evaluating budgets, which simply put is a comparison of the percentage of budget remaining versus the percentage of fiscal year remaining. So we took a look at total budgeted expenditures, total budgeted salaries and benefits, and total budgeted revenue across all funds, and compared that percentage of budget remaining versus what's remaining the fiscal year. After evaluating departmental budgets, I was pleasantly surprised with the results of mid-year evaluation, particularly in general fund. At the halfway point in the fiscal year, departments are generally on track to meet or exceed their projected revenues. Departmental expenditures are tracking pretty close to 50%. I don't anticipate much in the way of expenditure adjustments throughout the remainder of the year, so I can say with a fair amount of certainty that departments will not exceed their allocated operating budgets. And we're right on track with salaries and benefits. As you're aware, this year we implemented a new strategy of leaving vacancies unfunded with the promise to departments they could continue to recruit and fill vacancies as normal, and we would supplant their budgets with reserves if necessary. At the halfway point in the fiscal year, which captured 13 pay periods, which is exactly halfway through our payroll year, most departments have not exceeded 50% of their labor budget, which leads me to believe that most, if not all, departments are in good shape to finish the fiscal year with the labor budgets approved and adopted, and leaving reserves in place to utilize in 24-25 should we find that necessary. I ran a general fund analysis for mid-year to get an update of ending fund balance projection, and you can see that at the bottom of the first page on your board report included in the agenda packet. The analysis assumed meeting all projected revenues. It incorporated unanticipated revenues received to date and the expectation that departments will utilize their entire salaries and expenditures budgets. This, coupled with an increased fund balance over what we started with in July, significantly closed the gap in the budget deficit. I still anticipate the need to utilize one-time funding to balance the general fund, but it's much less than we projected and adopted. In addition to the mid-year budget review, we also sent out a supplemental questionnaire to departments this year, asking that they fill it out so we can gain some more insight into their budget operations for this fiscal year. A few questions posted to the departments, and their answers are as follows. The first question, considering the countywide pay adjustments and increases to labor budgets, your department's operating budget for 24-25 may be smaller. We would like to understand the preparations your department is making in light of this information. And I really want to applaud departments for their diligence and their creativity to this answer in finding solutions should they have a potentially smaller operating budget. Some solutions included evaluating to see if any tasks performed by outside providers could be done in-house, pursuing outside funding sources, evaluating fee schedules for potential increases to generate more revenue, and prioritizing core functions or canceling non-essential functions. The second question that was asked of the departments was to share any major hurdles your department has faced this fiscal year and how you were addressing them. A common theme across departments in response to this question, and which really doesn't come as a surprise, with staffing shortages and recruitment and retention of employees. We understand the department's concerns and we're actively working on solutions, a few of which include the equity adjustments that we implemented during adopted, our pilot Refer a Friend program. We've shortened our onboarding process to make sure we don't lose applicants to other employees. We've brought back in-person orientation and we have begun offering job fairs where we can test and interview applicants on the spot, which allows us to make a conditional offer more quickly. Unfortunately, this is an isolated Siskiyou County, but we continue to strive to meet our department's needs. The last question was to outline any challenges your departments foresee in 24-25, and what, if any, assistance will you require from administration or the auditor's office? The answers we received to this question varied widely due to the nature of services our departments provide. We had responses such as difficulty with unfunded mandates, policy changes at the state level which directly affect how we do business or receive revenue, concerns about budget cuts to those departments who already have a small operating budget, and attracting qualified applicants, just to name a few. We acknowledge and appreciate the diverse challenges that each department faces, and we're committed to providing support and assistance whenever and wherever it is needed. We thought it was important to include these questions with mid-year to really get departments thinking about their current budgets and the future of their budgets. Most departments were thoughtful in their answers, and we were able to glean a little more into the state of their budgets because of their willingness to share. And it's going to afford us the opportunity to address these issues one-on-one with departments when we start our recommended budget hearings, which will be happening soon. All in all, I'm happy with the results of the mid-year review. The strategies we've implemented this year seem to be working well for the county, which is why you will see that our budget principles remain largely unchanged for 24-25. My goal is to maintain structured financial success through management and strategic decision making to ensure we deliver sustainable outcomes for our county.
Well done. Thank you. Any questions?
Another question.
Sure.
Just a thank you. Thank you for the way you're handling vacancies. For me, anyway, produces a more transparent look at the different departments and a better balance with the funds we actually have on hand.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Supervisor Allen's
well. I'm good.
Supervisor Chris?
Yeah, just one comment. Yeah, of course, also thank you, but the state streams, that's always difficult. I know there was a program in East County that was outstanding for the kids, and the streams just kept getting tighter and tighter,
mm-hmm.
and it couldn't be funded within one department. You talked about job fairs,
yes.
those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the strength of the county is the employees and being able to deliver. I realize this is a little bit out of your wheelhouse, but are we connecting with Siskiyou Works?
No.
No? Okay. All right. It's just a...
Sorry, yes, that is a little out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I think that was. You brought up job fairs, so I thought I asked that, so thanks. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, the job fairs were put on by, I think, a member of our staff who was in attendance at job fairs, as well as human services staff.
Right.
So it's all our employees that are putting this on.
The thought process for that, of course, is there's a lot of kids that are turning 18, ready to go out in the world.
Sure.
And it's a good job to have in the local community.
Yeah.
It doesn't pay as much as San Francisco would pay,
yeah.
but you can stay in your home community with a good job and potentially a good career and whatnot.
Right, and it really streamlines the process where we can get people in the door quicker,
yeah.
and not lose them to other employers.
Actually, I think there's a lot of people, they don't realize the job's out there.
Yeah.
And if you show up on time, willing to work, then you're going to get trained and you're,
yep.
you're going to make mistakes, all those sorts of things. You're going to have a good job and be able to provide for your family and then stay in your whole community as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Thank you for letting me go that way.
Okay. Thank you for all your hard work on this. This is huge and really effective way to do things. And we've seen huge benefit to how you manage your budget.
We really appreciate it.
So with that, we need to do a few things, it looks like. And help me here. We need to approve the fiscal year 24-25 budget principles.
Yep, which is included on the agenda worksheet.
So are we doing these all at once or individually?
All at once would be great.
Okay.
You'll do it.
There we go.
Second that motion.
There we go.
All right.
Done.
Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye. Moving on to flood control and water conservation.
Oh,
do we need a break yet?
No, we're good for now.
Okay. Flood control and water conservation district.
Convene.
Do we need to convene?
Mm-hmm.
Adjourn as?
No, recess.
Recess as Board of Supervisors. Thank you. Recess as Board of Supervisors. Convene as Flood Control and Water Conservation District. And we're looking for public comment.
Showing not online.
Okay. Any in-house? Okay.
Consensus and consent agenda, unless there's questions by colleagues, I would make a motion for consent agenda.
Second.
Alrighty. Director Hupp?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Sure.
Director Chris?
Aye.
And Director Ogren?
Aye.
And those are
he's going to go through DocuSign, I take it?
Yes,
the
contract with, or the agreement with DWR will go through DocuSign. The contract will be signed by CAO.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We're going to adjourn as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and reconvene as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. And we'll move on to item 8A, appointments.
Right. I'm going to place here. Okay. 8A, this is a continued appointment to one member to the unscheduled vacancy, and this is on the Siskiyou Resource Conservation District. This was due to a resignation, and the term would end November 26th of 2026. I did repost. This is an existing vacant position. And, of course, the district was asked to post it back in the when we did it originally. Let's see, the board or the clerk did receive a letter of interest, and this is from a Peter Garaventa, and he does live within the district boundaries and is eligible to serve in a director position.
Any comments?
Repeat the name, please, Ms. Murray.
Peter Garaventa. Garaventa. And he lives in Fort Jones. So he's within the district and he is an active registered voter.
Has he been reviewed by the existing board?
By the Siskiyou Resource Board?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Would you like me to send it to them?
I'll stop where I stay in my lane. I just want to be able to present.
Yeah, I'd like to. Since we don't know him, I'm uncomfortable with that.
So, forward to Siskiyou Resource,
yeah,
and let them.
And get a recommendation.
Okay. So, possibly bring it back on March 12th?
That'd be good.
Okay. Okay, so item B, this is appointment of one member, and this is to a scheduled vacancy on the Sawyers Bar Water District. This would be for a term ending December 5 of 2025. The clerk's office did the posting as we normally do, as well as the district was asked to post within their district boundaries. I did see on the worksheet that we had not received any letters of interest in serving, but in the meantime, I did hear back from Brendan Tweeg, who has been on the board. His term ended, so we needed to start the process all over again. He is interested and eligible for reappointment.
Move to reappoint.
And that's Brendan.
Second.
All righty. Okay. Supervisor Hill?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogre?
Aye.
Okay, this is one for a member scheduled vacancy on the Hornbrook Community Services District. This would also be a term ending December 5 of 2025. The clerk's office did the posting as well as asking the district to post within their boundaries. We did not receive a letter of interest in serving on the district, and I believe March 12th is too far out, so at this point we would just, you know, this would be end it. We would not continue it.
Okay.
Do
you need a motion?
Okay. No. Nobody available.
Item D.
This is an appointment of one member to the scheduled vacancy. Also, this is on the Copco Fire Protection District, a term ending December 5 of 2025. Clerk's office did the posting, asked the district to post as well. And again, on this one, the clerk's office had not received any letters of interest in serving on the district. I did check my email before coming into the meeting this morning and didn't get anything there either. So same as Hornbrook, if we could let that one go.
And Ms. Wendy, is that one of the extra ones? Do they have a quorum?
They have a quorum,
yeah.
All righty. And the last one here I have is an unscheduled vacancy on PSA 2, Area Agency on Aging Advisory Board. This would be for a four-year term effective whenever the appointment is made. This is for a resignation. John Delamico, I believe, has moved out of the area. We did our posting as well as, you know, keeping in touch with PSA 2 to see if anybody's interested. At this point, nobody has turned in any letter of interest, but we can continue this one to see if we get somebody later on.
I move to continue.
All righty. So Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogre?
Aye.
Thank you much.
Okay.
So maybe take a break before we go to the public hearings?